שלום לכם, תודה שאתם מצטרפים אלינו.
Hello everyone, current events with the Kabbalist Dr. Michael Lightman. Hello. Hello everyone. Our first topic for today, doctors in depression. Even before the corona, the doctors were a risk group for depression, pressure. The suicide rates among doctors are twice double as in the normal population. And today, with the stress that they're under and everything, even more. 20% of doctors in Israel are saying that they feel stressed, worn out due to the ongoing pressure and so on. Dr. Lightman, who will cure doctors? Who?
אנחנו צריכים לבנות. לייצר, לייצף.
We need to make form, build a special spirit that doctors will get support from, special atmosphere that doctors will get a kind of optimism for life, some kind of support, a kind of spirit that we appreciate them, that we identify with them, sympathize with them, that we feel doctors as our emissaries that really are doing everything for us. Does it have to do with how a doctor sees his role or how the public treats him? Dr. Lightman, how the public treats the doctor. Oren. Okay, so what do we, the public, have to change so that doctors won't feel so stressed and worn out? Dr. Lightman, they have to feel, doctors meaning, that we really appreciate them, that we're willing to help them in everything. That really were with them together and the different forms of work that they're doing, and simply I don't have the words for it, but we have to influence them such that this entire feeling of helplessness that they feel from the pressure, from how society pressures them, the patients pressure them, so that they'll feel against that, that we're together with them. Oh, and do we have to pay them by a new kind of attitude? Dr. Lightman, yes, instead of demanding to try and help in whatever we can, support. Oh, but naturally, if God forbid, you're very ill or a relative, your only hope is that doctor. Dr. Lightman, so support him. Give him support. When my child has an exam, suppose, that's really important, then I'm with him and everything that he has to go through now. Oh, true. I'm praying for his success, maybe even more than he wishes it. Dr. Lightman, of course, and the same with doctors, that I'm with them, that I want for them to succeed. I'm willing to help them, support them, serve them as much as possible, because they're now like a company that's in the front. Oh, and absolutely. So in conclusion, one advice for the doctors themselves. How can a doctor, it could be a nurse, doesn't matter, someone from the medical team that are really working day and night, Dr. Lightman, on the media, on television, radio, internet, everywhere, to talk about how much we understand that their work is hard, that we're dependent on them, that we really appreciate them, and so on. Owen, a doctor or a medical team worker, what can he say to himself in order to strengthen himself? Dr. Lightman, for him to hear what we're saying, how we appreciate him, this will give him strength. It'll give him strength because we elevate him, we raise him above us. Owen, I wish we'll make it. Dr. Lightman, if we'll have the desire for it, go explain explain this to the public. For this, you have to educate the public. Oh, and unfortunately, you see the very opposite today. I'm not blaming everyone, but here and there, you see intolerance and extreme cases, even violence. I can understand people are, you know, really pressured, but still, there has to be some kind of maturity. Dr. Leitman, a doctor doesn't have to stand these things. What's hard is hard. That's it for everyone. But he has to get support. He or she. Oh, next topic. An end to anti-Semitism. A delivery driver in France canceled orders from a kosher restaurant and were not to serve Jews, as he said. The judge told him, in this country, you have to respect every person, and sent him to 4 months in jail. In another case, the Emirates Air Flight Company fired a pilot after he didn't want to fly to Israel. So, Dr. Leitman, maybe we can finally calm down. Are these signs for the end of anti-Semitism in the world? Dr. Leitman, no, don't see it that way, because anti-Semitism doesn't depend on the hate of all people toward Jews and Israel, but anti-Semitism exists because Jews aren't doing their required role in the world. Oh, and so it's up to Jews, Dr. Leitman. Yes, if we connect, as it says, to be as one man and one heart. And we'll close all this between us. Oh, and suppose here in Israel, Dr. Leitman, yeah, between us, we have to be connected. Oh, and then, Dr. Leitman, in a good, nice way toward each other. Oh, and then, Dr. Leitman, and then, anywhere in the world, the attitude toward Jews will change. Oh, and, but these things that Jews are being treated as equals, doesn't this say about optimism, some kind of change? Dr. Leitman, no. This is simply what they have to do on part of the government, but not on part of people. Oren, so there's a difference between the formal attitude and how we're treated from the heart. Dr. Leitman, the attitude toward us will remain negative, no matter, even if it's a public servant and he has to talk nicely, still on the inside, he feels rejection toward Jews. Oren, it's kind of primitive. We're in the 21st century, and still there are people that are afraid of physical contact with Jews. He doesn't want to do deliveries, he doesn't want to fly Jews. Isn't it kind of... Dr. Leitman, I understand them very well, that all these people that don't want to have anything to do with Jews, inside, they feel they can be very educated and modern and everything, doesn't matter. Oh, and so what are they so afraid of? Dr. Leitman, they're not afraid. They feel rejection. They can't accept contemporary Jews because they feel rejection. Because we are not developing the Jew in us. Oh, and what does it mean to develop the Jew in us, Dr. Leitman? It is a desire that causes good connection between people. Oh, and is there something inside us, Jews, that causes the person in front of me to be drawn or rejected from me? Dr. Leitman, not only the person in front of me, but in us, there's this quality that were we in friendship toward each other, this would force all other people in the world to be friendly to each other. Oh, and also there's the opposite. In the world, there are people that like Jews. Why are they those that really like specifically Jews, Israel? Dr. Leitman, it's a very small minority among anti-Semites, but exists too. Oh, and so how does that work? Dr. Leitman, yes, because this phenomenon exists and it has to develop according to us doing things right. Oh, and so what can we Jews do correctly in order to eradicate this from the world, anti-Semitism, meaning, Dr. Leitman, to rise above our mutual hate and to connect with one another as much as possible, develop the force of love, force of connection between us, Accordingly, we will see how all nations of the world will really change their attitude from negative to positive, their attitude towards us, and what we Jews do among us, suddenly we'll see that they will want to do the same. Owen, we wish we're with you. Next topic. Educating media. A week before Joe Biden's inauguration, all social networks blocked Donald Trump. It was immediately after the riots in the Capitol, and this closed all the direct means that Trump had to communicate with the public. Now, regardless of what I personally think about what Trump says or doesn't say, it's good to see that the media is concerned with the truth. Dr. Leitman, I have nothing to say about that. Oh, and why, Dr. Leitman? Because what they did was they killed themselves. Oh, and what do you mean, Dr. Leitman? Because it's not the media. They don't mediate. Media means that I'm a conduit. I hold a conduit. Someone puts something into the conduit. Something takes it out at the other side. It's not my business what. I'm just holding up the conduit and get money for it. Oh, and this I understand, but then you see only dollars, and if someone puts something terrible through that pipe, Dr. Leighton, no, for that, there are courts of law. And it's not that I take upon myself the role of a judge or an educator, Owen, but there is an educational aspect here, Dr. Leighton. Who takes it upon himself? I don't get this. Owen, CNN counted 25,000 lies by Trump. I'm not getting into it. Yes, no, it doesn't matter, but they're like counting. Dr. Leitman, they can count, and there will be, I don't know, 100% of what Trump said is a lie. It's forbidden for them to differentiate between Trump and not Trump. This or that. They're only holding up that pipeline. Oh, and so it has to be sterile. I'll put something through the pipeline. You're the public. You're receiving it. And nothing in between us. Dr. Leitman, and us too. You and I, if we agree that you are only keeping this, sustaining this pipeline, that's all you do. It's not your business what I put into it. You remember this, how it was with the Ukraine, that suddenly the Russians didn't want to give oil. They stopped giving them oil because of different ideological calculations. But they had an agreement. They paid for it. The Europeans paid for it. And the Russians started toying around with it, with politics. How's that possible? That in Europe, people feel cold, and the Russians suddenly close the pipes, not allowing oil to flow through from Russia through the Ukraine to Europe, because, you know, this is how they feel like. Oh, and so whoever holds the pipeline, it's forbidden for him to interfere. Dr. Leitman, it doesn't belong to him. It doesn't say that anywhere. Oh, and if so, how do you explain that a person who's grasped as the strongest person in the world, the President of the United States, Dr. Leitman, he's not the strongest. He's held by 1,000 different strings and handcuffs. He has the Congress, there are judges, there's the public. He has plenty and plenty. He's not free. Oh, and still, I want to understand, how is it that the President of the United States was blocked in all the media? And as if, you know, it went by silently, you won't hear the media criticizing it in any way. How do you explain this, Dr. Leitman? This is really a tremendous thing. It is. Oh, and how, Dr. Leitman, that we see that our entire world is a world of lies, and those that are holding the pipeline, they can do whatever they feel like. It seems to them that it's good, but it's good. If not, then not. According to the criteria that they choose. According to the criteria that they choose. Oh, and so who has to choose the criteria? Dr. Leitman, not those that are holding the pipeline. the government, the courts. For this, you have a government. Olin, how would you define the precise role of the media, Dr. Layton? To be mediating, a mediating tool to make a connection from here to here, and that's it. And therefore, I rule out media where there's media for Republicans, media for Democrats, for these, for those. Not such thing. I can say that there's media that's more oriented toward men, toward women, media that circulates materials for fishermen, for doctors. Oh, yeah, like special channels for it, Dr. Leitman, but not ideology. Not ideology. They can't take upon themselves the role of a judge. Oh, and when they do, without asking anyone, it's a sign for what, Dr. Leitman, that they killed themselves. That's the end? Yes. No one will take them into consideration anymore. Starting tomorrow, even more than before, when I open some web page or something, I don't believe what they write. And they'll lose a lot as a result. Oh, next topic. Riots around the world. Around the world, there are many riots, violent riots, due to one or another, I don't know, different things. In the United States, it's a matter of race and politics. In Chile, it's financial. In Belarus, it's politics. In Germany and Europe, it's against lockdowns. In Belgium and France, it's immigrants, and more and more and more. And it's only a little part of what's going on. The world is looking for justice or what? Dr. Leitman, the world is in its stages of labor pains. Oh, birth of what? Dr. Leitman, of a new society. Oh, and what society will it be? A violent one? Dr. Leitman, to the contrary. Oh, and but you see violent riots all around the world, Dr. Leitman. These are the labor pains. And it'll continue. Oh, and violence will continue, Dr. Leitman, more and more. Eventually, it has to bring to some kind of solution. Oh, and what is the solution, Dr. Leitman? Eventually, as a result of all the frustrations and problems, what time doesn't do, what the mind doesn't do, time does, everyone will know that they have to change themselves to some extent. Owen, do you think that riots and civil unrest can help different publics around the world to cause their governments to change their ways? Dr. Leitman, I don't think that it has to do with governments. I think that the problem is of the public itself. Owen, but the public is protesting against the government. Dr. Leitman, I'm not saying that the government is okay or not, but the public needs to change itself too. Owen, what is the change, Dr. Leitman? To change toward connection. Only by the public becoming more connected, reaching a state where they're willing to forgive each other, where they're willing to forgive each other, where they're willing to connect above all the problems and troubles and crimes, and a public that simply advances in the direction of a good, nice connection between people, then that public will win these struggles and these labor pains that they have, and they will be born anew. Oh, and if I take a certain public, regardless in what country, or a certain citizen that feels that what goes on in his country now is wrong, how does a person have to express his discontent with what his government does? But not through riots. Oh, and how then? Dr. Leitman, I think that it has to be some kind of system inside the country, not in the government, but in the country, that this system gets appeals from the public and scrutinizes different things and works together with those systems that criticize and get these public appeals, Dr. Layton. And you have that today too, Dr. Layton. They can't do anything. This system has to be independent, and the people working there have to be independent. Owen, and what should be their precise role of this system, Dr. Lightman? They represent the public, but that's the main thing. That should be the main thing. And every government that is going to rule, to govern the public, it first and foremost has to be included of these different public appeals, and everyone has to know what does the public want, demand, and that really there are such and such appeals to the government, and the government has to give account on what does it do. In short, it has to be mutual work, the government and the public, that the public raises its desires to the government, and the government takes care of their needs. Oh, and mutuality, that's the key, Dr. Lightman. Yeah. Next item. Laziness. To be or not to be lazy, this is the question. There are experts that say that if a person will deeply understand his psychological motivations that cause him to be lazy, he'll be able to get out of it. And I think that it's very optimistic, because what are they saying? That any person can lift himself and become less lazy. Now, I have a friend, really good friend, who's lazy. He's king of lazy people, saying all the time, look, who said that it's bad to be lazy? You know what? I'm fed up with... I said, I'll ask you, what's bad about being lazy? Dr. Lakeman, who told you that it's bad being lazy? I myself am the laziest person in the world. I'm all the time fighting to be a bit more active. Oh, and how do you fight, Dr. Lightman? I don't know. I raise the importance of what I have to do. Suppose if I have to give a lesson, then in advance, a day before, I awaken myself that I have to do this because it's important. Oren, meaning the importance is what can raise any lazy person from bed. Dr. Lightman, of course, otherwise all of us would do something different. And evolutionally wise, I see that in nature nothing exists just so. Why did nature make some people lazy? What's good about it, Dr. Lightman? For them not to do too many bad things. Oh, and so it's a kind of a safety mechanism, Dr. Lightman? Yeah, to stop man from ruining and corrupting the world so much so that it will still be possible to repair and correct it. Oh, and okay, now I'm confused a bit. Is laziness good or bad, Dr. Lightman? Laziness is excellent. I would add to everyone another measure of laziness so that he'll barely start getting up from bed and getting showered, dressed, eat something and go to work, or maybe only for a few hours, even less. That's what I do. Owen, why? Dr. Lightman, then people would do many less bad things in the world, much less bad things in the world. What good things are we doing? What is it that we can't do or exist without? Owen, look, I understand. You're saying that if people... I get it. Oh, okay, maybe I'll ask this differently. What's good about being lazy and what's not good about being lazy? Dr. Lightman, in connection in a good attitude toward other people, in mutual help. This, you should invest all your vigor and efforts into it and even more. Oren, and where can I be lazy? Dr. Lightman, and everything else. Oren, that much? Dr. Lightman, yes. Oren, do you think that our children will be lazier than us? Dr. Lightman, I really hope that they will be lazier because they're smarter. They're not running to do different kinds of work, games. They know this in advance. They're doing it first in potential, then in thought, then this, then that. Sometimes they say that the laziest people get the biggest enlightenments. You believe in that, Dr. Lightman? For sure, that's how it is. Oren, what enlightenment would you like someone to invent something that will really make a new life for us? What do we have to invent, Dr. Lightman? To lay on the couch, take a pill, that by that I want to do good to others. Oren, drugs? Dr. Lightman, no, to do good to others. Oren, but what's the pill? Dr. Lightman, up. Pill that will make me want to do good things for others. Oh, and so isn't it a kind of drug you want to give out, Dr. Lightman? I'm saying that this is what everyone needs. Oh, and is it possible to invent such a pill, Dr. Lightman? I don't know. You're asking, what would I like? This is what I would like. Oh, and but why would you like such a pill? What kind of world would you like to see? Dr. Lightman, then no one would stop anyone from laying on the couch. And this is what's going to be good. Dr. Lightman, what do you wish us until our next meeting? Dr. Lightman, to think, what do we do and what do we have to do? Who's controlling and pushing us to do different things, think different thoughts? Not to allow different interested parties to toy around with us. Let's be a bit more lazy. It doesn't say in the Torah, just so, sit and do nothing better. Well, sit and don't do bad things. Dr. Lightman, no, in general, sit and do nothing better. Meaning that if a person doesn't do anything, it's better than doing. Oh, and better than destroying the world. Dr. Lightman, yeah, because if then he'll do only necessary things. Good luck. Thank you very much. Thanks for being with us. Thanks, time. All the best.